Once again, we are chatting with British Blind Sport. Now, we catch up every month for a look at some of the events and some of the future projects as well. David Melville is here today to look at swimming. It's an unusual topic, David.
Yes, very unusual in the current climate, but it's also very exciting. So, obviously, we still have all the leisure centres and swimming pools are closed. But in, you know, what we consider normal times, swimming within the blind and partially sighted community is massive. And we hold the Youth Swimming Gala every year, which actually is our biggest and most attended event. And what that essentially does is provide an opportunity for people to have swimming lessons or compete on a more serious level with one another alongside people of a similar age and sight classification. With the times, we unfortunately can't hold an in-person event, so we are going to hold a similar event virtually, very much focus on the educational and awareness aspect of, you know, how people can become involved in swimming. We're working closely with Swim England, and what they are going to be doing is doing a short presentation about swimming as a whole and how to make it inclusive. And they'll also discuss things like the pathway into their elite performance program. And then we're also going to have a Q&A session where parents and young swimmers can ask anything swimming. You know, they can discuss how to overcome some boundaries, or if they wanted to know a little bit about particular things involved in, you know, swimming programs, the representatives of Swim England will be able to give them all that information. We have got another aspect of the event, which is, you know, we're very fortunate to have Hannah Russell, MBE, who is the current reigning Paralympic gold medalist from the Rio Games. And she's going to be doing a workout, get active with Hannah session. So young participants will be able to train alongside a Paralympic champion, which not many people can say they've done. We also hope to have a really nice community online, and we'll have some fun events like a Paralympic sports quiz. So with it being obviously the Paralympic year, we wanted to have an event where it focuses on that, and we can test the parents and the young participants' knowledge of all things Paralympic Games. There is a competition aspect as well, because, you know, many people participate in sport for that competition side of things. So what we're going to ask our participants to do is submit their competition entry via any form of media, which can be written, it can be audio recorded, video recorded, drew, paint, you name it, get as creative as you like, and tell us how you got active or remained active during this period of lockdown. The most creative, entertaining, exciting way will receive a prize, which is going to be presented by Hannah Russell. And then there'll also be prizes for the winner of the quiz as well. So exciting, and different ways to engage with these young people, because they are the future, obviously, of the sport.
It sounds like a fantastic event, David. And obviously important to remind people, you don't have to be a Paralympian of the future to get involved and take part and enjoy sport. You can just do it for fun. You've never tried it before. This, I suppose, will help you perhaps gain a bit of confidence to literally dip your toe in the water when we can.
Definitely that. You know, this is essentially diving into the sport of swimming, learning everything about it, and then hopefully post this event when pools reopen, people will have the confidence to just go and try swimming socially. If they did want to get into a bit more of a competitive nature, they can join a club. You know, the benefits of swimming are far recognised. You know, it's a low impact sport, so it's very good for the joints and the body. Great for the cardiovascular fitness and endurance, and, you know, everybody knows the benefits of regularly participating in exercise or sport. So it's something that's great, and I recommend people at least give it a go. If it's not for them, that's fine, but always trying is open your mind up to how good or what the potential of things could be.
And great for your mental health as well, of course. I'm sure many people will be interested by this, David. So what are the details? When does it all happen? How do people get involved?
So you can basically get involved by completing a registration form, which is linked on the British Blind Sport website. So that's britishblindsport.org.uk. And then the swimming event page is under the events section on the webpage. The event itself is going to take place on Saturday, the 27th of March. And it's going to be running from 10 a.m. at different intervals all the way through till 6 p.m. in the evening. So there's four different time slots throughout the day. if people obviously wanted a little bit more information about each particular event, I'll be more than happy to answer people's questions, and I can be contacted by david@britishblindsport.org.uk.
Sounds a great event. Do have a go at that and get in touch as well. David, thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us, Alan, and we really appreciate, you know, your continued support at British Blind Sport.